Masaya ang pakiramdam ng pamilyang Creses. Pagkatapos ng halos 6 na taon sa Australia, ang pamilyang may 5 miyembro ay opisyal na naging mamamayan ng Australia. Para sa 34 na taong Salim Kresh at kanyang asawang Tagred Kanawi na may edad na 30 taon, ang kanilang paglalakbay ay nagsimula noong Mayo ng 2011. Syria ang kanilang pinanggalingang bansa na noon ay may ilang buwang layo sa simula ng mahaba at pambansang gyera. Ang pamilya ay dumating sa Australia sa ilalim ng holiday visa upang dumalaw sa mga kamag-anak. Sinabi ni Tagred na wala silang malay na hindi na sila muling babalik sa Syria.
The situation in Syria was quickly deteriorating, so it made it difficult for us to return to our country and return to our homes because that was it. The conditions were very difficult. Thank God this country ensured our safety and gave us hope. We wish for other Syrians to have this.
Nang matapos ang kanilang visa, ang pamilya ay naghintay sa Malaysia hanggang matanggap nila ang kanilang protection visa. Minsan ay nagtrabaho si Salim bilang driver ng hire car at nagnegosyo sa homes. Subalit sinabi niya na iniwan niya ito at nagsimulang muli.
I lost my property, I lost my business and everything. If I want to go back to Syria, I'm gonna lose my life, my kids as well.
Kaya nauwi si Salim bilang refugee patungo sa nagpapatakbo ng restaurant. Naging manager siya ng isang lokal na restaurant na tinawag na Armani sa kanlurang siyudad ng Parramatta na pag-aari ng kanyang kapatid na lalaki. Sinabi ng mga customers na popular si Salim.
I love Salim. He's really nice. He's like family. Seeing with Salim walking around the restaurant always puts a smile on my face.
Incredibly hospitable guy, very nice, very genuine.
Ang negosyo ay lumago, buhat ng ito ay maging pag-aari ng pamilya. Ngayon ang kanilang restaurant ay may mahigit na 50 empleyado at tumitingin silang magbukas ng isa pang restaurant. Gusto ni Salim na magpasok ng mas maraming refugee at bigyan sila ng parehong pagkakataong katulad ng tinanggap nila.
We try to give back what we get, and we extended our business, and we try to make a better economy for this country. Now this is my country. I'm gonna focus to do something better for myself, family, and for whole society, and everyone I can help.
Sina Salim at Tagred ay parehong nag-aaral ng lingwaheng Ingles nitong nagdaang 6 na taon at ang kanilang mga anak na Alaa at Rola ay mahusay na estudyante sa kanilang eskwelahan. Ang pagiging mamamayan ng Australia ayon kay Tagred ay isang pangarap na naging totoo.
Yeah, I'm really excited now. Yeah, alhamdulillah. No.
Yeah, I'm really excited now, thank God. I was waiting for this day. And thank God I've reached it and can now call myself an Australian citizen and a part of this country. This is something that is very nice.
At ang Australia Day sa taong ito ay nagbigay ng isa pang dahilan para magdiwang ang pamilyang Creches. Si Raula ay magiging 7 taong gulang. Sinabi niya na labis niyang mahal ang Australia.
My favorite part of Australia is keeping people safe and staying with your family and having fun.
Sa kabila nito, naaalaala pa din niya ang bansang iniwan nila at ang giyera dito na umabot na sa 6 na taon.
It's really sad for Syria that so much kids have been dying. They don't have any money, they're really poor and they're dying and they really want food to eat and stuff.
Naniniwala si Salim na may maganda silang kinabukasan ngayon kasama ang kanyang bagong 11 buwang anak na lalaki, si Zain, ang unang anak nila na isinilang sa Australia. Sumang-ayon si Tagred, subalit umaasang ang kanyang mga magulang at kapatid na babae na ngayon ay nasa Turkey ay magiging Australiano din balang araw.
We were saddened when we think of the people that are still living in that country who are unable to leave or who have opportunities to leave. We are upset for the children who are being killed every day and the next. For those who are being hit by airstrikes, the children who are escaping via the ocean but are drowning, we are upset for all these people.
SBS Filipino. Ibahagi ang inyong mga kwento sa Facebook.